So this is a 30 questions meme for podfickers, adapted from the Fic Writing Meme by Greedy Dancer. Describe your comfort zone, a typical you podfic. I think what I tend to go for is humor. Although also what I tend to go for is werewolves. I have recorded possibly 3 werewolf AUs. Apparently, they are my niche. Alright. I also super love Notfic for the conversational way you can read it. I hope other fandoms pick up Notfic. Or people who Notfic pick up other fandoms. Is there a trope, style, or technique that you really want to try? I'm not coming up with anything for this guy. Because I'm trying to think of, like, a podficking trope? A podficking style? Podficking technique? Maybe at some point I should try re-picking up visual editing. That'd probably be good for me. How many podfics are on your to-record list right now? Care to share one of them? I don't really have a to-record list. Everything I record is pretty much done on impulse. Although not immediately after I read it a lot of the time. I will sort of let things percolate in the back of my mind, and then suddenly I'll be like, oh my god, I have free time, it's quiet. Podfic, podfic, podfic. And I go through my isreadin Twitter and look for things that I cared a lot about, and then I click on them. And generally then I see that they're 50,000 words and go, oh. But sometimes I record them. Accio, my heart, the gabillion-hour podfic of my heart, was an impulse. It's kind of strange that I've sustained it for. I bet it's coming up on a year. Share one of your strengths. I really like that other people like that they can hear when I'm smiling or when there's a laugh in my voice. I think that's really fun. And I'm super relieved and pleased that other people do too. Share one of your weaknesses. One of my weaknesses is that I have no idea what to do with music at the beginning or end of podfic, so I just sort of don't. Another is sex noises, and well, actually, it's talking while having sex, and I'm just like, oh god, how am I going to voice this? So I try to avoid it, because that's what you do when you have a weakness. You don't practice it. No. Avoid. Very much. Link to one of your favorite works and explain why you're proud of it. Okay. Having reviewed my works list, all 43 completed things that have been published. One of my favorite things I recorded is probably Mixed Bathing at Home. It's by Bexilus, it's a bandom fic, and it's sort of close to canon except for the fact that Gerard is basically Cinderella and has tiny little animal friends like birds and mice that help him through his days as a little peon at Cartoon Network. It's great, the dialogue is great, it was a super smooth read, it's funny, and a lot of people really liked it, which is totally bonus. Which podfic has been the hardest to make? Accio, my heart! For a thing, it's 90,000 words long, which is its own kind of hardness, especially when you don't really get... I am an island of podficking, so no one else has heard it, and I'm just really relieved I can tell people I'm recording it, but feedback before I'm done or as I went along would have been nice. So maybe someday I'll find someone and I'll be like, oh my gosh, please listen to my things and be my beta, without trying to writhe into a little hole in the ground from imposing on other people. Another reason it is super hard is because I don't actually know how to pronounce a lot of their friends of friends' names. Which I still need to find out, hopefully, somehow. Also, my laptop pretty much was dying at the end of the recording, so I was in this nervous little mood. Because if I lost all 30 or whatever, I'm not really sure how long it is, hours of recording and preliminary editing, I would just die. Which podfic has been the easiest to make? There's something about certain writers, and their stuff is just stupidly easy to read. Bexless is one of them. And also the fourth vine, I think, though I've only recorded one of her things, but It was such a breeze to record it. That would be the magical cup baby fic with Kane and Taves. Your daddy's aim is true, that's what it's called. That was really easy. It was really such a quick read and a quick edit and a joy all the way through. Is podfic your main fandom activity or one amongst many? Well, reading in some form or another is my main activity. I read a buttload of fic. Oh my gosh, so many words. I once started a Twitter where I would tweet the word counts of everything that I read so I could, like, add up how much I read in a week, month, a year. But that fell by the wayside when I sort of turned that account into a fic review to myself account, and then other people found it and it became a fic review for everyone account. So I'm less mean in it than I used to be. Ah, Twitter. Twitter's great. Popfic is my main creative contribution to fandom. Wreck a podficker whose work you love. Ooh, I've got to wreck Night Tracer. That's Night as in fight underscore Tracer. She is super, super lovely. I love her voice, and I love her podfic choices and her fandom choices. She's recorded, well, we met in Bandom. I think that's where we both started recording fic. And then Teen Wolf, and now in Hockey RPF. And she is so fast at recording, and she chooses the best authors and fics to read. And I just know I'm getting something totally solid that will be a great listen when I download something from her. What's the best podficking advice you've ever come across? Well, I think one of the best things I ever, not exactly advice, but podfic tips wise, were the keyboard shortcuts in Audacity. That is some useful shit, yo. Oh my gosh. All the Control C and V and Z, or C and V and Z and, oh. And like when you do Shift E or R or 1, 2, 3, they are a gift. I love keyboard shortcuts. So my piece of podficking advice is look up keyboard shortcuts for Audacity and, acquire 7 or 8 or 10. They will make your life more joyful. What's the first piece of advice you would pass along to a new podficker? Probably the piece of advice that, oh god, what's her name? British girl, the student prince. Really cool. What's her name? Oh, what's her name? What's her name? What's her name? It'd probably be what Faye J said. She does. I take that as advice to heart and tell it to everyone. Don't podfic for other people unless they've like asked you for a podfic, in which case, they actually want it and will be full of joy. Podfic for things you want to hear yourself, because then by the end you've accomplished what you set out to do. You've made something for yourself to listen to, and you can edit it to just the level you enjoy, and it'll make your brain a more peaceful, less anxious place. Other people liking your fic or your podfic is nice. The self-rewarding aspect, though, that can be a guarantee for you, and that's a good spot to go to. Also, don't worry about your accent. Oh my gosh, don't worry. It'll be fine. And read all of Podfic Tips, because it tells you all the answers to your basic questions. Is there a Podfic out there you'd like to repod? No, I'm good. I mean, if someone else is recording something while I'm recording something, I still want to record it, and we could be repods or simultaneous pods of the same thing, and that's cool. But mostly, if someone else has recorded something already, I'm like, I'm set. I've got something to listen to. I don't need to make one of me to listen to. There we go. Unless I don't like your voice. Oh ho ho. If you could only voice one character for the rest of your life, who would it be and why? I'd probably have stuck with Gerard Way. Hi, Penny Plainknits. Because he is just so dramatic and but lovely, and he can just build up metaphor and reaction to things, and he is a joy to talk as. Also, Frank Iero. They're both just wonderful. Do you always record the text in chronological order? Yes. I begin at the beginning and end at the end, though sometimes I will realize that I did an utterly crappy job on a sentence about three sentences later, and I'll go back and re-record it. But I think that's still essentially, practically, chronological order. Do you have any prep before you start recording? I freeze some ice cubes to nom on. I don't think it actually improves my voice or anything. I just like munching on ice cubes between takes. I try and get everyone to be quiet. It helps if there's no one in the house, because then it is quiet. And then I set up my setup, which is question number 17. I record while sitting on my bed. I've got a little laptop stand, and I put my laptop on the left-hand side. I put my microphone either right in the middle of my laptop or off to the right-hand side. I have a blue snowball on its little tripod. Plug it in. Get ready to go. Sometimes I used to have laptop, microphone in front of it, and then read off of my Nook, but I don't do that as much anymore because my Nook's battery is a bit meh. So I have split screen, a bigger part of the screen with text, and a tiny little bit off to the side, the width of the Podfic control buttons for record and stop and pause. I have a bit about that wide that I keep my eye on to see that my volume's still looking okay, and that it's still recording on the right microphone. And then off I go. Describe your perfect podficking conditions. Not too hot and not too cold and quiet. Oh god. Last year, before I had a space heater, it was so cold in my room. And actually, I preferred that to the summers when it's too hot in my room. And you know like how you hear about podfickers being like, woo, shirtless podficking or podficking naked and all that stuff. I tried it. It didn't really work that well, but oh my god, it was so hot. It was meltingly hot, and my fan was making this noise. If I ever turned it above low setting, it made this creaking noise that my microphone would pick up, and it was the worst because I would sort of record for 10 minutes and then be ready to melt and die, so I would turn on my fan and open the door so the air conditioning could blow in again, which is, of course, too loud, and then I would recover for a bit, maybe edit while I cooled down, then I'd turn off my fan, close the door again, and give it another 10-minute go. Also, it helps if it's not raining, because we have a tin roof. Well, it's not tin, but we have a metal roof, and you can hear the rain on it very much so, very loud. Perfect podcast conditions is comfort and silence. What does your editing process typically look like? It looks like me avoiding my editing process. I try to do it with starting up a Pomodoro, the little tomato timer app, and I try and do a 25 on, 5 off, 25 on, 5 off, 25 on, 15 off kind of break situation. Standard Pomodoro. It helps me keep going for longer because if I just try and power through hour after hour with no breaks or just unstructured breaks in time, I give up and just go all whaley, 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 this is too hard, my brain, my ears, my eyes, my everything. Which is why editing is the worst part of Podvic ever. Also cover art is also the worst. Have you ever modified the text when recording? How did you go about it? Sometimes I read things that aren't there, especially if, and this is one of the things that has made a couple of authors really hard to read, what I expect the grammar and the arrangement of the words in the sentence to be. If that's not how it is, I'm going to read the one that my eyes expect to see in my head, and then stumble around a bit and get the previous one. Maybe. Mostly I correct grammar and stray words and typos. Sometimes I've sort of been like, oh god, I don't want to use that word. And sometimes maybe I don't. But teensy-tiny differences. Not big things. Big things would be editing weirdness, not just tiny modification. Anyway, number 21. Is there a podfic of yours you'd like to remake from start to finish? No. I'm done with them. They are done. They are out there. I do not want to touch them ever again. No more editing, please. No. Nope. No. Even my first podfics, I still quite like them. They don't sound horrible. There's some cover art I'd like to edit better, but I'm not going to because that would be a pain. But I'm still really happy, 1 through 43, with everything I've ever recorded. Have you ever deleted one of your published podfics? No, I have not. I do not think it would ever come to that. I hope it never has to. I don't hate my work after I'm done with it, but So it would never be for that reason. And I hope I never hold a job where having my voice reading lovely, lovely fanfic, explicit as it can be, would harm that and behoove me or obligate me to take it away. Does anyone hear your podfics before you post them? No, I don't have a beta, I don't have a listening friend. I just push them out there and hope. Have you ever participated in podfic challenges? Which was your favorite? I tend to do Awesome Ladies every February. I haven't ever done like a podfic exchange or pod together or anything like that, because the idea of participating in them makes me uneasy and uncomfortable, and I don't want to go there. I will broaden my horizons in other ways. I do really like Awesome Ladies, though, except it's so challenging to find short podfics with ladies I like that is quality fic. Apparently, everything I like with ladies is like 5K, and Awesome Ladies is for things under 10 minutes long. Those two facts do not go together well. How do you feel about collaborations between podfickers or podficker other fan creators? Excellent! Go do it! I have not done anything like that. I will not rule it out for the future. But it sounds group projecty almost. I mean, it's Fanish people, so that's like the very opposite of group projecty, but still. Do you take requests? Well, kind of yes, kind of no. People have actually like commented and requested things. I've been like, no, that's not how it works. My muse. Also, you have strange tastes and want me to record things that are not my wheelhouse. But also, I totally have had people say, oh man, I wish there was a podfic of this, not directed at me in particular, and then boom, 9 hours of podfic, here you go. Because I knew there was a demand for it, and there was a demand in my own heart for it to exist. If you want something and say, oh man, I wish there was a podfic of this, and it happens to hit me at the right point, there may become podfic of it, but that's as close to requesting as things get. How do you feel about recording explicit scenes? Unease. There are people who can read porn so much better than me, and I have no idea what I'm doing, and I'm just sort of blundering through, but I don't think I'm awful at it. I think I'm just sort of, it exists as part of the podfic. Unremarkable. There's some sex. Have it. Let's go. Number 28. What does your posting sharing process look like? It looks like me waiting a really, really, really long time for things to upload, and then pushing it to 803. I make a tweet then, and then I do some copy pasting and put it on Dreamwidth and LJ. And then I tend to forget to put it on Amplificathon these days, although it has been a year and a day, it feels like, since I last posted podfic, so that's almost moot at this point. Thank you, Akio, my heart. Yes, my current works in progress. Akio, my heart. I also recorded I Love You Like RLB, but the author never replies to their comments, so I've never gotten permission to share it. I also recorded the Dud Newsy podfic, the Dud Newsy fic from Captain America fandom, but I haven't edited it yet, so until I edit, I'm not going to ask for permission, though I think the person who wrote it, no, they're not, blanket permission. Ooh, I did record while over 4th of July, the, City on the Edge of Forever, or City on the Edge of Tomorrow, that kind of style. I recorded that one because it gave me so many feelings. Also, unedited, of course. Also, I recorded it on my headset mic, so it might not be the best quality. But those are the things sitting around my hard drive unreleased. Talk about a piece of feedback that made your day. You guys, I love it when people tweet that they're listening to my podfic and tag me in it. It is the best and happiest feeling. And sometimes when Penny Plain Knits is like, you are my Gerard, I just die inside and I go all wriggly and happy, and it's the best. And I love when people remember that I have recorded a thing and it is special to them. But really, all positive feedback is lovely feedback. Especially after I've replied to it and it's no longer sitting unread in my inbox, like the really super great comment I got about repods that someone left me on the 15th of August that I have been looking at and going about for more than 2 weeks now. Alright, that was 30 questions in 29 minutes, raw edit. Go me.